Hello, my friends. This is Heather, and welcome to the Back to Me podcast. And this week I'm talking about what to do if you're feeling out of balance. Now, there's tons of things, and of course, there's tons of things that could throw you off, and there's tons of ways to get back into balance. So here's just a few ideas. Hopefully they help. Let me know. I'd love to know if anything helped, or I'd also love to know what you do when you need to come back into balance. Enjoy. Hi, my friends. Welcome. This is the Back to Me podcast, and this is Heather, and I am super excited that you're here. You are going to hear some tips and some tricks and some ideas to help you live your happiest and healthiest self. I call it Back to Me because when you are taking care of yourself, back to me, then you can take better care of others, and we can all make the world a better place. This is Wellness Your Way, and I am super happy that you're here. Hello, how is everyone doing today? I hope you're having an amazing day. When I'm doing this, if you're listening to a recording later, I can't believe it, but yeah, it is March. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. I am Heather, and this is the Back to Me podcast, available on Google and Spotify and Apple and all those things they say about podcasts. But today, the topic is... what is the topic, Heather? What to do when you feel, or how to rearrange priorities when you're out of balance, or what to do when you're out of balance. And oh my God, I mean, it can happen to anybody, right? It can happen to the best planned, what do they say, the best laid plans. Things can go awry and things can go out of whack. And sometimes it's hard to figure out how to get back. Sometimes it's hard to figure out, first of all, what the heck happened? And then what are you going to do with it, right? So this is today. This is today's little wellness tip, an idea to help you when you're having one of those days, get yourself back on track quickly, or perhaps to head it off at the pass so maybe it doesn't have to happen, which would be super nice, wouldn't it? And there's a lot going on in the world. I know there's tons going on, and even just those things can make us feel a little ungrounded, like we want to get more control of things. So if the only thing that we can get control of is really, if there is such thing as control, is in our personal space. So let's talk about how to get that best organized and figured out, and how to help you with that, because that can ripple outwards. So I've said this before, and I'll say it again, because it's something that I think is important. Part of the reason sometimes we feel overwhelmed is we are a little out of balance between, I did a reel on this recently. You know, there is no such thing as work-life balance. I'm sorry. There is an imbalance most of the time when you have that feeling. It's coming because there's an imbalance between what you value most at any given time and what you're giving priority in your life. So, for instance, I think about, and this thought came to me very clearly when I was in the hospital. Because I do run my own businesses. So I have two, three, four businesses that I run. And I was in the hospital and I couldn't do anything. Oh, that's okay, Ellen. But it's good to see you. Ellen's just gave me a little comment. So the difference between when I was in the hospital, I realized, yes, my businesses were important. But what I valued in that moment was really feeling better, getting better, being healthier, getting back to my healthiest self. So I could keep doing the things I wanted to do. So your values, your priority can shift. But my number one value was obviously my health, right? I wanted to be healthy 100%. So when you're prioritizing other things above your health, It can work for a while. It could definitely work for a long time, actually. I did it for a long time. But when I was back in the corporate days, when I was an accountant and I did, 12-hour days sitting at a desk. But that's okay. I mean, we all start where we start, right? So I don't do that anymore because I started valuing my health, my wellness, my mental well-being. And there's six things. Well, there's more than six things, but there's six things to think about when you're thinking about your wellness. And physical wellness is only one of those six things. But at that time, I was thinking about my physical wellness, and I'm like, sitting at a desk is not going to be good for me for the length of my life. So how can I, what can I do? So that's when I changed careers. Not saying that you have to do that, but I started to place what I was prioritizing in line with my values, and that started to help me come back into line. So that's like an overarching kind of idea to how to bring yourself back into balance is stepping back even for a moment to say, is this thing that or maybe it's multiple things. Are these things that I need to be prioritizing right now? So one of the ways to do this, there's a couple things you can do. There's two that I really like. I like to do one of this first one. I like to do it on Mondays just because it seems like the start of a week for me. But I take everything that I can think of that I want to get done, that needs to get done, that's waiting to get done, on as big a sheet of paper as you need, and just write it all down. Don't worry about whether it's going to get done or not. Just write down everything that needs to get done, right? And for me, there's way more things on that list than I'm ever going to get done in a week. So you could say way more things than I'll ever get done in a lifetime, but whatever. But dump it all out there because it's taking up mental real estate. It's taking up space in my brain. In your brain. So get it all out, get it all out, put it on a piece of paper. Because when it's there, it helps you kind of refocus. So the next thing to do that I like to do is what do you know? What is your priority for the week? So this is a good, that's why I do it on Mondays. What's my priority for the week? And maybe you've got a personal wellness priority that you have. Maybe it's like something I'll say it over and over again, having your health is your absolute best insurance policy ever. So that it's, so when stuff does happen to you, you can get back on track. But what are your priorities for the week? Hopefully there's only one, maybe two. Maybe one's personal, one's business. And do those take a moment and decide, does that do those priorities that you have are the priorities this week? We've already got our to-dos already on a different list. This is just a momentary pause. We've pressed pause on the list. What's our priority for the week? Priorities for the week. Do they align with what's the most valuable thing to us right now? Do a little check-in. And then, so you know what your priority is for the week. You look at that list. What fits with what you're going to prioritize? So I've got three call. The next thing I do is while I'm doing that evaluation, I got this from Denise Duffield Thomas because I thought that's brilliant. A list of things to do now, a list of things to do next, and everything else goes in the later column, right? So now could be, you could say now is today. So I know what I'm prioritizing for the week. I have this whole list of things that need to get done. What is the number one thing that needs to get done for this priority that needs to get done now? You get it on your now column. There shouldn't be that much in the now column because there's only so much you can do in a day. You can try and kill yourself. You can work your butt off. You can put in 12, 14, 16-hour days. It's not sustainable. It's not recommended. It's not good for you, right? So at some point, maybe I'll go to a topic on hiring help, but or calling in help, calling in the reinforcements. That's a whole nother topic. But what are you going to do now? So you've emptied your real estate onto your piece of paper, your mental real estate onto your piece of paper, so you know everything that's been niggling around in your brain. You can take a breath after you've got that list. You've got your priority for the week. Hopefully you've evaluated if it aligns with your priorities or your values and your priorities are aligned. What are you going to work on now? And I did a podcast, it was a YouTube video like a couple of years ago on just bird by bird. When you feel overwhelmed, it's just like taking one step at a time. What's the next thing that has to be done? And you just do it. What's the next thing that has to be done? So what are you going to work on now? Then decide, you can put a few things into your next column. What's next? What's next? Everything else goes into the later column. Because you can't do it all at one time. We're this world of immediate gratification. We have this idea that everything needs to be done immediately, now, now. I know, now, 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 now. No, 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 not now. There is only now, but all that stuff doesn't have to be done now. So everything in the later column, keep that, because it's, you know, you can add to it if you want as you think of things. This happens to me all the time. I will be working on something that is my priority, but I have a mind that wanders. And I'll think of something else. And what would normally happen is, it's like a squirrel running by. I would say, "Ooh, I'll just go check that." And then that would take me away from my priority of what I need to do now. And I'd be off down the rabbit hole doing something else. So instead, stick it on the later column. So you won't forget it. It's on your list, but it's not the priority right now. How does that sound? Try it. I mean, every system, every technique, every suggestion will work for some people and it won't work for other people. But you don't know until you try it. It's like broccoli. You don't know until you try it. I did end up liking broccoli when I hit my 20s, by the way. Maybe I'd never tried it up to then, but that's a whole other topic. That's eating well for yourself. But seriously, brain dump everything onto a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be a fancy piece of paper. I've got this Fairmont Hotel paper. Thank you, Fairmont Hotel, for providing me with a pad of paper at my last live conference. And I'll just write it all there. And then what do I need to do right now? What do I need to do first? And just start one little step at a time, right? And you will find, you might just find relief from getting everything down on one piece of paper from that overwhelm. You might feel back into balance just from getting everything out of your head and into one place. And then if you need to, take a couple breaths and just start. Just start. That's my loving and helpful suggestion for you this week. So my friends, if you need some help, my gosh, obviously, reach out to me. My information is on Facebook. My information is on Instagram. My information is in LinkedIn. You can get it in the podcast. ProsperityFlowCoaching.com is an easy way to find me if you're looking for me. And absolutely, if you want to have a one-on-one conversation with me, please reach out and connect with me. Absolutely. If you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, hey, how about a little review and subscribe? That way we can reach more people and help more people. I hope that you are having an amazing day. I hope that if you ever do get that overwhelmed place, that too much is happening place, that you can find a way to press pause on your day and just take a few little breaths and steps to help you have a more fabulous day. This is the Back to Me podcast, because being your best you means that you can be your best in the world. I hope some of this has helped you. Take care, and I will talk to you next time. Cheers. Hi, my friend. Thanks so much for listening to this entire podcast. If you found it useful and you're like me and you like helping others, please feel free to share this. Just give it a like,
give it a comment. If you found something useful in it, there's a chance that someone else will find something useful as well. Also, if you have any questions at all, I can absolutely help, and I would love to help. You can email me at heather@prosperityflowcoaching.com. If you want more of this awesome content, you can follow me on Instagram, Heather Stewart Coaching. You can follow me on Facebook, Prosperity Flow Coaching. And I have a personal request. I want to help as many people as I can with these podcasts. And if you could give me a review, hopefully a good one, if you could share, if you could send this out into the world, I would truly appreciate it. I hope you have an amazing day. And I hope that you find your way to wellness by getting back to me. Take care, my friend.